From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting for the first time Russian warplanes Tuesday used an Iranian airbase to attack Syrian militants. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their missions.
The Russians did notify the coalition as per the Memorandum of Understanding for Safety of Flight. They activated that system as we have in the past. They informed us they were coming through, and we ensured safety of flight as those bombers passed through the area and toward their target.
U.S. spokesman Mark Turner in Washington indicated the Russians are not just going after militant groups like Islamic State and Nusra Front.
It's unfortunate, but not surprising or unexpected. And I think it speaks to the continuation of a pattern that we've seen of Russia continuing to carry out airstrikes, and now it appears with Iran's direct assistance, that at least purport to target ISIL and Daesh targets, as well as Nusra targets, but in fact, predominantly target moderate Syrian opposition forces.
Moscow said the strikes hit five large warehouses with weapons, ammunition, and fuel, and training camps of Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra terror group in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. Zambian police arrested dozens of opposition protesters after incumbent President Edgar Lungu was declared winner of last week's election. The opposition charge was tainted. The Opposition United Party for National Development said the narrow victory will be contested in the country's constitutional court, likely delaying Mr. Lungu's inauguration. Electoral Commission results showed the incumbent taking just over 50% of the popular vote, bypassing a second-round ballot. Opposition candidate Hakainde Hichilema has rejected the vote as fraudulent. This is VOA News. Turkish prosecutors Tuesday are demanding long prison time for exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of being behind last month's failed military coup. The state-run news agency Anadolu said after a year-long investigation in his movement's financial affairs, prosecutors demanded Gulen be punished with two life sentences plus 1,900 years. Turkey is demanding Gulen's extradition from the U.S. Meanwhile, a pro-Kurdish newspaper, the Ozgun Gundem, has been closed after being accused of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The paper's editor-in-chief, Zana Kaya, said the government is capturing all state mechanisms to build a dictatorship and shape the country the way it wants to. Turkey, under a state of emergency, has closed dozens of media outlets in the weeks following the coup attempt. A Palestinian teenager was shot dead Tuesday in clashes with Israeli forces at a refugee camp near the West Bank city of Hebron. The Israeli military said it was searching for weapons in the Fawar refugee camp when Palestinians began hurling rocks and explosives at troops. In New York Tuesday, Oscar Morel appeared in court denying charges he shot and killed a Muslim cleric and his assistant Saturday outside a mosque in the borough of Queens. Morel, who's charged with one count of first-degree murder, two counts of second-degree, and two counts of criminal possession of a handgun, faces life in prison without parole if convicted in the killing of Bangladeshi cleric Maulama Akunji and Thara Uddin. Fakhrul Islam Dawar is a Bangladeshi community leader in New York.
The community strongly believe it's a hate crime because these are two peaceful men coming from their worship, you know, coming from their, you know, mosque. It's clear to us that it's a hate crime. But it's up to the system how they look at it. But the community strongly wants to, you know, this case to be taken as a hate crime.
Authorities say the suspect's motive remains unclear. Police used live ammunition to disperse an opposition protest that drew hundreds of thousands in the Guinean capital Conakry Tuesday, killing at least one person, wounding at least two others. The anti-government protests were aimed at the West African country's economy and corruption. An Ethiopian court Tuesday charged nearly two dozen South Sudanese refugees with the murders of 10 Ethiopians at a refugee camp in April. The attack took place in the western Gambela region after two South Sudanese children died in a car accident. In Rio Olympic action Tuesday, Kenya's Faith Kipyegon won the 1,500-meter gold medal, outpacing the favored Genzebi Dibaba of Ethiopia. Three Chinese women won the team table tennis gold to keep China on target for their third consecutive clean sweep of titles. A Chinese athlete also took gold in the men's individual 3-meter springboard diving event. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.